So we're back into green, ordinary time. The first time since the middle of February before we began the season of Lent. And the first reading brings us back to Sirach, where we had started way back then. Sirach is basically a book of Proverbs. It was written around 200 years before the birth of Christ. And it's one of those books that during the 1500s, when Luther and Zwingli and Calvin, and when those others were revolting against the one true church, when they rewrote the Bible, Sirach is one of the books that the Protestants took out. And so it's one of those books that the full Bible contains, the abridged version doesn't have. And it's just great wisdom on how to live our life. On when we hear the message of Jesus, the message of the church, the message of the gospel, we can go back to the Old Testament and even then get some insight on the radical reorientation that the gospel demands, that we spoke about with the Feast of Pentecost and the coming of the Holy Spirit, that our lives should be radically reoriented because of our encounter with Jesus and living in the Holy Spirit. And this is where Jesus is in the gospel now. We had a feast day yesterday, so I assume we didn't have the regular readings, but the passage today follows directly what would have happened yesterday, where the rich young man goes to Jesus and says, "What must I do to inherit eternal life? Well, keep all the commandments. I do all those. Well, you lack one thing. Go sell everything and follow me. How hard is it for a rich man to get into heaven?" And so Peter said, "Well, what about us? We've given up everything. We have nothing. What do we get?" And this is where we get this great promise. And how much of our time is spent in our political lives and in our everyday lives worrying about interest rates and return on investments? I mean, we'll sell our soul to make sure the right president or the right governor gets in the office, to make sure we have the best economic policies. Maybe not us particular, but us as a country. But Jesus here gives us the secret to the true greatest return on the investment. Because this is continuing from yesterday. What must I do to inherit eternal life? He says, give up everything for my sake and for the sake of the gospel, and you'll get it all back 100 times in this life, plus eternal life to come. So this is that radical reorientation. So as we return to this ordinary time, as we always say, it's everything but ordinary. This supernatural life that we're called to live. So what are we clinging to? What are we afraid to give up? What do we hold on to just in case? Jesus is inviting us today to reevaluate. Do I really want to go to heaven? Do I trust in the promises that Christ has given me? And again, that phrase, whoever gives it up for my sake and the sake of the gospel, that's the motivation. That we have heard the good news. That's what gospel means. We've encountered the resurrected Lord, and we realize that everything has changed, and everything must change. Nothing can stay the same. And also I think it's good to not overlook that Jesus added one more thing that we will get in response: with persecutions. One of the few guarantees Christ gives us in this life are sufferings and persecutions. And we don't have to go looking for them. If you try to conform your life to Jesus, they will find you. Whether they're major things or the minor little pinpricks of the day. So many opportunities to unite yourself to our crucified Lord. Christ invites you today to give up everything, to surrender everything that you have, to make of your life a true and holy offering to the Lord, so that one day you will inherit eternal life.